You're listening to Classical 95.9, WCRI Block Island, Exeter, the classical station.
Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, from sheet music and brand name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.
And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Conducting Conversations. Tonight is indeed a pleasure to welcome back to our studios the one and only, the incredibly famous Rene De La Garza is here. Welcome back, Rene.
Glad to be here.
And Dr. Robert Bob DeRobbio is here. Welcome back, Bob.
Thank you very much. Very happy to be here.
And they are both with, of course, Opera Providence. And it's been a while since we've had Opera Providence on the show, but we have big doings in the opera world that are going to be coming up at the Columbus Theater just in a couple weeks. And to find out all about that, we'll go to the opera guy himself, the man that has put Opera Providence on the map. Bob, tell us about what's coming up.
Thank you, Mike. Well, we're very excited about this season's production of Gilbert and Sullivan, the Pirates of Penzance, and it's going to be on Friday, June 14th, Saturday, June 15th at 8 p.m., Friday, June 21st and at 8 p.m., and Sunday, June 23rd at 3 p.m. We're equally excited because it's going to open or be part of the renovations and the grand opening of the Columbus Theater at 270 Broadway in Providence, where Mr. and Mrs. Barbarian have done a great deal of work in bringing that theater back to something that Rhode Island should be very proud of, and that is a beautiful opera facility in the state.
And I'm glad you said the state should be proud of. It's not just Providence. It's certainly a regional thing. People from southeastern Massachusetts and Connecticut, as well as all of Rhode Island, should be able to attend this event. And I noticed you said Pirates of Penzance instead of Penzance. You're obviously not from Cranston.
Actually, I am.
So you had to work at that.
I put on my pants that way.
Okay, all right. Now, Rene, this is a Gilbert and Sullivan classic. People have done this all over the world for many, many years. Why was this chosen?
Well, I wanted to come up with a show that was, first of all, a comedy. Mm-hmm. And it's has a wonderful score. The music is fabulous. It requires singers that have operatic voices and great choruses and a story that is hilarious and has some really comedic scenes in it that I think the audience is going to love.
Now, this is in Opera Providence fashion. This isn't done with just imagining costumes. There'll be costumes and the whole thing.
Costumes, and yes, we have a 20-piece orchestra.
20-piece,
yes. We have our conductor is Anthony Torelli, and our stage director is Nathaniel Merchant, who's from New York, and he's directed operas throughout the United States. He's a very well-known director. Most recently, he directed Rigoletto for the Saltmarsh Opera. Mm-hmm. And I actually saw the production. I was very impressed with all of its beauty, and his concept for the piece was very, very wonderful. He has more of a traditionalist, which I like for Gilbert and Sullivan. There are some new productions of that show where the Pirate King is played a la Johnny Depp. But we won't be doing that in our production, but, you know, it'll be a more traditional but very enjoyable production, I'm certain.
Excellent. Well, let's get to a piece of music from that show, and then we'll talk more about all the behind-the-scenes things. This is called When Frederick Was a Lad.
Yes, the setup for that is that the character Frederick was, his parents wanted him to go forward in life and have a career, and they suggested that he become a pilot. Unfortunately, his nursemaid, Ruth, was hard of hearing, and she thought they said the pirate. So it's now his 18th birthday, and he's supposedly able to go out in the world, and his indentures are over. So she explains how this terrible calamity came about.
When Frederick was a little lad, he proved so brave and daring. His father thought he'd prentice him to some career seafaring. I was a lass, his nursery maid, and so it fell to my lot to take and bind the promising boy apprentice to a pilot. A life not bad for a hardy lad, though surely not a pilot. Though I'm a nurse, you might do worse than make your boy a pilot. I was a stupid nursery maid on breakers always steering, and I did not catch the word aright through being hard of hearing. Mistaking my instructions, which within my brain did gyrate, I took and bound this promising boy apprentice to a pirate. A sad mistake it was to make and doom him to a pilot. I bound him to a pirate, you, instead of to a pilot. Soon found out beyond all doubt the scope of this disaster, but I hadn't the face to return to my place and break it to my master. A nursery maid is not afraid of what two people call work, so I made up my mind to go as a kind of piratical maid of all work. And that is how you find me now, a member of your Shylock, which you wouldn't have found had he been bound apprentice to a pilot. Oh, pardon, Frederick, pardon.
Rise, sweet one, I have long pardoned you.
The two words were so much alike.
They were. They still are, though years have rolled over their heads. But this afternoon, my obligation ceases. Individually, I love you all with affection unspeakable. But collectively, I look upon you with a disgust that amounts to absolute detestation. Oh, pity me, my beloved friends, for such is my sense of duty that once out of my indentures, I shall feel myself bound to devote myself heart and soul to your extermination.
Poor lad! Poor lad!
Well, Frederick, if you conscientiously feel that it is your duty to destroy us, we cannot blame you for acting on that conviction. Always act in accordance with the dictates of your conscience, me boy, and chance the consequences.
Besides, we can offer you but little temptation to remain with us. We don't seem to make piracy pay. I'm sure I don't know why, but we don't.
I know why, but alas, I mustn't tell you. It wouldn't be right.
Why not, my boy? It's only 11:30, and you are one of us until the clock strikes 12.
True, and until then you're bound to protect our interests.
Hear, hear!
Well then, it is my duty as a pirate to tell you that you are too tender-hearted. For instance, you make a point of never attacking a weaker party than yourselves. And when you attack a stronger party, you invariably get thrashed.
There's some truth in that.
Then again, you make a point of never molesting an orphan.
Of course. We are orphans ourselves and know what it is.
Yes, but it has got about, and what is the consequence? Everyone we capture says he's an orphan. The last three ships we took proved to be manned entirely by orphans, and so we had to let them go. One would think that Great Britain's mercantile navy was recruited solely from her orphan asylums, which we know is not the case.
But hang it all! You wouldn't have us absolutely merciless!
There's my difficulty. Until 12 o'clock I would. After 12 I wouldn't. Was ever a man placed in so delicate a situation?
And Ruth, your own Ruth, whom you love so well, and who has won her middle-aged way into your boyish heart, what is to become of her?
Oh, he will take you with him.
Well, Ruth, I feel some little difficulty about you. It is true that I admire you very much, but I have been constantly at sea since I was 8 years old, and yours is the only woman's face I have seen during that time. I think it is a sweet face.
It is. Oh, it is.
I say I think it is. That is my impression. But as I have never had an opportunity of comparing you with other women, it is just possible I may be mistaken.
True.
What a terrible thing it would be if I were to marry this innocent person and then find out that she is, on the whole, plain.
Oh, Ruth is very well indeed,
yes. There are the remains of a fine woman about you.
Do you really think so?
I do.
Then I will not be so selfish as to take her from you. In justice to her and in consideration for you, I will leave her behind.
No, Frederick, this must not be. We are rough men who lead a rough life, but we are not so utterly heartless as to deprive thee of thy love. I think I'm right in saying that there is not one here who would rob thee of this inestimable treasure for all the world holds dear.
Not one!
No, I thought there wasn't. Keep thy love, Frederick, keep thy love.
You're very good, I'm sure.
Well, it's the top of the tide, and we must be off. Farewell, Frederick. When your process of extermination begins, let our deaths be as swift and painless as you can conveniently make them.
I will. By the love I have for you, I swear it. Would that you could render this extermination unnecessary by accompanying me back to civilization.
No, Frederick, it cannot be. I don't think much of our profession. But contrasted with respectability, it is comparatively honest. No, Frederick, I shall live and die a pirate king.
It sounds like it's going to be a fun production. I'm still trying to get over the 20-piece orchestra. That's huge. You don't hear about that much anymore. So that's a great thing.
Thank you. We're very happy that we were able to afford to bring on that many players. And the pit at the Columbus is a little bit small, but we're going to make it work.
Okay. No one has to sit on top of each other or anything like that. But, well, maybe. You get small musicians.
That's right.
All right. We'll get small musicians. Okay. And the fact that this is going to be on four separate performances, and that's Friday, June 14th at 8 p.m. and Saturday, June 15th at 8 p.m. And then a week off, and then Friday again, and then Sunday.
Correct.
Sunday matinee on the 23rd. Is there a reason for the timing of this? Why not try to do it all in one weekend? Is that a voicing situation? Or, Bob, you think it just makes it easier for people to get tickets?
What we found is there were so many activities happening during the month of June between graduations, between the wedding season, and
right.
A number of other outside activities that we felt that if we spread it over two weekends, that we tried to still keep the essence of Father's Day, which is June 16th, clear so that people can observe with their dads that day, that we can offer the most for the audiences in Rhode Island.
So you have a
it's
choice.
It's a big undertaking for Opera Providence to spread it over two weekends, but the theater was willing to work with us, the performers were willing to work with us, and thus, we are providing that to the people in Rhode Island.
Excellent. Well, that gives everyone the opportunity then to find one of those times that they can go, and I certainly encourage you to do that and support this group. And tickets, I'm sure I have a flyer that is incorrect here because it says tickets start at $35. That doesn't sounds like a misprint.
And tickets are either $35 or $60 for the theater. And they can be obtained by calling the Opera Providence box office at area code 401-331-6060 or visit us on the web at www.operaprovidence.org.
That was a pretty good setup, though.
It was.
You know, tickets only start at $35. It does sound like a great deal. Renee, let's talk a little bit more about the music and get to the next piece that we have here, which is going to be Oh, Better Far to Live and Die.
And Die, yes. Oh. This is a really fun, kind of lusty pirate song that the pirate king sings. And in it, he says that, you know, pirating isn't so bad. He said, look at the politicians. We're not any worse than they are.
Oh, better far to live and die under the brave black flag I fly than play a sanctimonious part with a pirate head and a pirate heart. Away to the cheating world go you, where pirates all are well to do, but I'll be true to the song I sing and live and die a pirate king. For I am a pirate king, and it is a glorious thing to be a pirate king, for I am a pirate king. And it is a glorious thing to be a pirate king.
It is the love of the pirate king,
the love of the pirate king. When I sally forth to seek my prey, I help myself in a royal way. I sink a few more ships, it's true, than a well-bred monarch ought to do. But many a king on a first-class throne, if he wants to call his crown his own, must manage somehow to get through more a dirty work than ever I do. For I am a pirate king, and it is a glorious thing to be a pirate king, for I am a pirate king. And it is a glorious thing to be a pirate king.
It is the love of the pirate king,
the love of the pirate king.
Oh, take me with you. I cannot live if I am left behind. Ruth, I will be quite candid with you. You are very dear to me, as you know. But I must be circumspect. You see, you are considerably older than I. A lad of 21 usually looks for a wife of 17. A wife of 17? You will find me a wife of 1,000. No, but I shall find you a wife of 47, and that is quite enough. Ruth, tell me candidly and without reserve, compared with other women, how are you?
I will answer you truthfully, Master. I have a slight cold. Otherwise, I'm quite well.
I'm sorry for your cold, but I was referring rather to your personal appearance. Compared with other women, are you beautiful?
I have been told so, dear Master.
Ah, but lately?
Oh, no, years and years ago.
What do you think of yourself?
It is a delicate question to answer, but I think I'm a fine woman.
That is your candid opinion?
Yes, I should be deceiving you if I told you otherwise.
Thank you, Ruth, I believe you. For I'm sure you would not practice on my inexperience. I wish to do the right thing. And if you are really a fine woman, your age shall be no obstacle to our union. Hark! Surely I hear voices. Who has ventured to approach an all but inaccessible lair? Can it be Custom House? No, it does not sound like Custom House.
Confusion! It is the voices of young girls! If he should see them, I am lost!
By all that's marvelous!
passingly lovely as the plainest of them. What grace, what delicacy, what refinement. And Ruth. Ruth told me she was beautiful.
Renee, great music. I think we have time to squeeze one more piece in before our first commercial break. What do you have for us?
Well, this is Oh, Is There Not One Maiden Breast, which is sung by Frederick. And the setup for this is that he's come upon the Major General's wards, and they're young ladies, and they're frightened by him. And he, in this song, he tries to gain their confidence.
We will listen to that, then take a short break and be back with more of Opera Providence.
Not one maiden breast which does not feel the moral beauty of making love interest subordinate to sense of duty, who would not give up willingly all matrimonial ambition to rescue such an one as I from his unfortunate position, from his position, to rescue such an one as I from his. Such there be, I swear by heaven's arch above you, if you will cast your eyes on me, however plain you be, I love you, however plain you be, if you will cast your eyes.
On Conducting Conversations, I'm Mike Mano, and we're sitting with Opera Providence. Renee Della Gaza is here, and Bob DeRobio, and we've been talking about the upcoming performance of The Pirates of Penzance, which is going to be at the Columbus Theater in just a couple weeks, June 14th, 15th, 21st, and 23rd. We'll give you those details a little bit later. But Renee, let's get to some of the cast that will be performing. We already mentioned the 20 musicians that will be playing. And they'll be supporting some singers.
Well, we have a wonderful cast, beginning with our soprano, who you're going to hear this aria coming up, Julianne Gearhart. Julianne is a graduate of the New England Conservatory of Music, and she has sung internationally. She's actually sung quite a bit in Europe with some very famous orchestras and conductors. And we're very, very fortunate to have this young singer performing with us in the opera. And we also have Josh Collier, Ryan Cherry, who will be singing our Pirate King, Ana Maria Ugarte, who will be singing the role of Ruth, Jason Sheely, who's a Rhode Islander. He'll be singing the Sergeant of Police, Devin Morin, who is a Rhode Islander, will be doing the part of Samuel. And then we have two young singers, Kristen Charpentier from Rhode Island, will be performing Edith, and Arielle Rogers will be singing the role of Kate. So it's a really strong, vocally strong cast that we put together, and wonderful actors and actresses. And Andy Pappas, who is currently, I think he's in Utah. He's on tour. He's constantly in demand as a character baritone. Very funny actor, singer, wonderful voice. We're very fortunate to have him in our cast, and very pleased to have him. So it promises to be a very strong performance vocally, and
sounds like a lot of people.
It's a big cast.
It's a big cast. Yes. I mean, that's going to be it's going to be amazing. And so the question, I'll save the question until the next break. Let's get to the next piece of music we have and tell us what this is going to be.
Okay, so the next thing we're going to hear is Poor Wandering One, which is sung by the character Mabel. Now, Mabel is a little different than the other wards of the Major General. She's more outgoing, and she's not afraid that Frederick is a pirate. And she tells the girls that they should treat him respectfully and embrace him as a friend.
Such poor love as mine can help me find.
any large production, we've talked about a large singing ensemble and the orchestra, and now costuming has got to be another important part of this.
Oh, it's terribly important in this type of production because it's period, and we are going to be true to the period. Not that the costumes come from the 1870s, but they look like they do. And we have a wonderful team of costumers, Mr. Everett Hoag and my lovely wife, Carrie De La Garza.
And she's done that before.
Oh, she works at Trinity Repertory. Yeah, right. She's a cutter draper there. And she's worked in New York as well, and as has Everett. And so they do a wonderful job. I've been watching the costumes come together over the last few weeks, and they're going to be quite lovely. We have a wonderful set as well, which has been designed by Michael DeMucci. And it's, a lot of effects with lights as well. So we'll mm-hmm. have water in the background and beautiful skies. So,
wow.
Yeah.
This sounds like a cannot miss kind of an event. So make sure you write down the dates and how to get tickets and so forth when we talk about that again. But right now I'm going to try to hurry you along to get to another piece of music. And which one is next?
Next will be I Am the Very Model of a Modern Major General, which is a patter song. And these songs were originally sung by a character, one of the actors in the Doily Cart Company called Goldsmith. And they're referred to as patter songs. And this is one of the songs that Andy Pappas will be singing, and it's got a gazillion words. And we learn in this that the Major General is not a real military man. He's actually an academic.
There you go. And this is probably the most famous song, I would guess, of all those.
Very
and
well.
As I recall, done by Danny Kaye at one point in time, right?
Very good.
Oh, see, that pulled that right out.
I am the very model of a modern major general. I've information, vegetable, animal, and mineral. I know the kings of England and to quote the fights historical from Marathon to Waterloo in order categorical. I am very well acquainted too with matters mathematical. I understand equations both the simple and quadratical. About polynomial theorem, I am teeming with a lot of news. With many cheerful facts about the square of the hypotenuse. I am very good at integral and differential calculus. I know the scientific names of beings and animalculus. In short, in matters vegetable, animal, and mineral, I am the very model of a modern major general. I know our mythic history, King Arthur's and Sir Caradox. Answer hard acrostics, have a pretty taste for paradox. In court, in elegiacs, all the crimes of Helicabalus. In conics, I can floor peculiarities parabolous. I can tell undoubted Raphael some Derrida's and Sophonies. I know the croaking chorus from the frogs of Aristophanes. And I can hum a fugue of which you've heard the music's dinner for. Dinner for. Ha-ha! And whistle all the airs from that infernal nonsense, Pinafore.
And whistle all the airs from that infernal nonsense, Pinafore. And whistle all the airs from that infernal nonsense, Pinafore. And whistle all the airs from that infernal nonsense, Pinafore.
Then I can write a washing bill in Babylonic uniform and tell you every detail of Caractacus's uniform. In short, in matters vegetable, animal, and mineral, I am the very model of a modern major general.
In short, in matters vegetable, animal, and mineral, he is the very model of a modern major general.
In fact, when I know what is meant by mammalian and ravelin, when I can tell at sight a mouse a rifle from a javelin, when such affairs of sorties and surprises I'm more wary at, and when I know precisely what is meant by commissariat, when I have learned what progress has been made in modern gunnery, when I know more of tactics than a novice in a nunnery, in short, I have a smattering of elemental strategy. Ooh, strategy? Strategy, let it be. Ah, I have it. You'll say a better Major General and never satisfy.
You'll say a better Major General and never satisfy. You'll say a better Major General and never satisfy. You'll say a better Major General and never satisfy.
For my military knowledge, though I'm plucky and adventurous, has only been but down to the beginning of the century. But still, in matters vegetable, animal, and mineral, I am the very model of a modern Major General.
You'll say a better Major General and never satisfy. You'll say a better Major General and never satisfy.
Welcome back to Conducting Conversations. We had a rather short middle segment, but we have a lot of music and a lot of information to give out about Opera Providence's presentation, so I want to make sure we get everything in. And Bob, I know that Opera Providence has been around for a while now. About how many years total have you been doing this?
21 years.
21 years, and that takes a lot of support from a lot of people. I know you must have probably people that help out as far as organizing things and board of directors and stuff like that, and sponsors and or patrons of some kind. People can still jump on board and help, can't they?
Well, definitely. As you can see from this evening's presentation, with the large orchestra, with a large chorus, with over nine leading cast members, putting on a production such as this requires a lot of financial backing. There's plenty of opportunity for people if they cannot make the performance, which we don't advise because we want them in the audience. But if they cannot make that performance, they can also contribute to Opera Providence by going on our website at www.operaprovidence.org and become a patron, become a sponsor, become a donor, and call the office at area code 401-331-6060. I will probably answer the phone and I will get their information and I will process their sponsorship.
What a deal. You go right to the top right when you to call that number. Right to the top. All right, Renee, we're going to ask you to get to this next piece. When the foreman bears his steel,
I guess. Yes, he does. The police in the Pirates of Penzance are wimps. And this is an example of the sergeant of police is talking about the pirates, and actually the police are afraid of the pirates.
Foreman bears his steel.
Ta-ra, 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 ta-ra.
We uncomfortable feel.
Ta-ra, ta-ra.
And we find the wisest thing.
Ta-ra, 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 ta-ra.
Is to slap our chests and sing.
Ta-ra, ta-ra.
For when fretting with the mutes.
Ta-ra, 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 ta-ra.
And your heart is in your buttes.
Ta-ra, ta-ra.
There is nothing brings it round like the trumpet's martial sound, like the trumpet's martial sound. It's evident these attentions are well meant. Such expressions don't appear calculated men to cheer who are going to meet the fate in a highly nervous state. Still to us it's evident these attentions are well meant.
Sweet summer, we will say farewell forever. Go to glory and the grave.
Go to glory and the grave. Now we're those of peace, of good, of salt, of mass, of men, of truth, of sound, of strength, of hope, of truth, of song, and with the mercy of rain.
We observe to great distress on the risks that on us press, and a preference elect to our chance of coming back. Still, perhaps it would be wise not to carp or criticize, for it's very evident these attentions are well meant.
Yes, it's very evident these attentions are well meant. Evident, yes, well meant. Evident, ah, yes, well
Well, Renee, as it normally goes, time flies when we're having fun, and we're going to ask you to introduce a couple pieces of music together as we end our hour together. But before we do that, we'll go back to Bob and ask you to, well, first, before I ask you to review the times and dates, I understand there's another event that's kind of weaving into this this program that you mentioned while we were off air.
Definitely. As you had mentioned before, you know, why have the performance over two weekends and the theater being dark for a Saturday night and on a Sunday? We have worked with a number of people in the cast to put on a show called the Kaleidoscope Cabaret, which is presented by one of Opera Providence's smaller companies, entitled Knobs and Knockers Productions. And that will be more of a variety show on Sunday, June 16th at 3 p.m. and on Saturday, June 22nd at 8 p.m. So okay. Anyone wants a full weekend of shows produced and presented by Opera Providence, you have it both with Pirates of Penzance and with Kaleidoscope Cabaret.
Now, the cabaret will be, I'm sure, familiar songs to most people, or routines, or...
It will star Michael DiMucci, who does a lot of Neapolitan songs, as well as Broadway show tunes, he and his band.
Excellent. All right. Mm-hmm. And those tickets are also available?
Those tickets are also available through Opera Providence office, area code 401-331-6060, and they are $20 per person, open seating.
Open seating for the cabaret. So that's a great thing. And then the shows themselves, let's just review the dates and times for everybody one more time.
It's Friday, June 14th at 8 p.m., Saturday, June 15th, 8 p.m., Friday, June 21st at 8 p.m., and Sunday, June 23rd at 3 p.m. Ticket prices are $35 and $60 per person. You may get them by calling the Opera Providence office, 401-331-6060, and visit us on the web at www.operaprovidence.org.
And that's going to be at the newly restored Columbus Theater.
Columbus Theater, 270 Broadway in Providence.
Excellent. Bob, thanks for coming in again. It's always a pleasure to see you and find out what Opera Providence has been up to. I hope this all goes well for you.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Should be great. And Renee, thank you for coming in. It's great to see you again. I know you're a busy guy, and as artistic director, putting all this together was sounds like a pretty big job with all those people and musicians and the singers and the designing and all the things that went on to it. I'm sure you did a lot more work than Bob did.
Well, I'm not sure about that. Bob's very, very busy. Yeah, we work equally as diligently.
It is a big task, and I wish you all the best for it. And I'll ask you to introduce these last two pieces to kind of round out the program for
us. Okay, I'll try to make it short and quick, but this is a kind of a complicated situation with the character Frederick. You see, Frederick was born on a leap year, and at 18 years of age, he's supposed to have completed his indentures. Unfortunately, they bring up a point in the play. The Pirate King says, you know, if you were born on leap year, actually you're only 5 years old. So in order to complete your indentures, you'd have to be 84 years old. So he's still on the lam to complete his job as a pirate. So in this, he informs the Pirate King that the Major General has actually lied. He told them that he was an orphan, and all of the pirates are orphans. So they have a soft part in their hearts for orphans, so they let the Major General off the hook. Mm-hmm. And in this trio, they decide they're going to take their vengeance on the Major General for lying to them. And then the final piece with cat-like tread, this leads into the actual battle between the police and the pirates. The pirates, of course, are successful in overthrowing the police. However, the trump card for the sergeant of police is that he says, in Queen Victoria's name, I command you to desist. And because they are all noblemen, and this is something that is given at the end, that all of the pirates are actually nobility. Uh-huh. So in this case, the Major General says, well, since you are all of noble heritage, you may marry my daughters. So it all ends happily.
Sounds like it's going to be great. Sounds like an event you don't want to miss. So check it out, Pirates of Penzance, put on by Opera Providence at the Columbus Theater. I hope you get a chance to see it, and we'll see all of you next week on Conducting Conversations.
Away, away, my heart's on fire. I burn this place to set you to repay. This very night, my vengeance dire shall that determine gone. Away, away,
away, away, and I expire. I find my duty hard to do today. My heart is filled with anguish dire. It strikes me to the core. Away, away,
with force and foul, he treacherous of our brides. And vengeance how the pirate so decides. Our nature stern he softened with his lies. And in return tonight the traitor dies.
Yes, yes, tonight the traitor dies.
Yes, yes, tonight the traitor dies.
Tonight he dies.
Yes, or early tomorrow.
He does likewise.
They will wetter in sorrow. The one soft spot.
And the natures they cherish. And all who plot.
To abuse it shall perish.
Tonight he dies. Yes, or early tomorrow. He does likewise. They will wetter in sorrow. The one soft spot. And the natures they cherish. And all who plot. To abuse it shall perish. Away, away, away. Tonight the traitor dies. Away, away, tomorrow.
Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.